Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and whenever it is. This is Robert Bolden, Life Coffee and Christ. I am coming to you live from Odds Cafe on West Haywood Road in Asheville, North Carolina. I'm recording live, I should say, not coming to you live. But anyway, thank you so much for joining the podcast. If this is your first time here, welcome. This is my weekly share of the daily process that has literally transformed my life over the past several years. It's totally spontaneous. I literally reference a couple of different sources, and whatever is revealed to me, you get to hear. And my hope with doing this podcast, having coffee with Christ every day, is to be able to live a life as Christ designed it for us. He came to show us how to live life to the full. So that has been my quest for almost the past 10 years now. And it's been amazing. Those of you who don't know me, I was in the world for sure. I had all the trappings and success of the world, but I wasn't happy. I discovered the world's vision of success in life was a lie, because I had it and I wasn't fulfilled. Praise God for coming into my life. So another story for another day. Check out our website. You can see my founder's story there. We've got a community we're building called Life Transformed. That's just phenomenal. It's people who are for you, don't judge you, in harmony with you. So if that sounds interesting to you, reach out. We've got a Path to Freedom call that it's kind of an informational call, let you know everything about us, give you some history, what we're doing, what we will be doing from here on out. So let's jump right in. The verse of the day is John 13:14. And now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. There we go. The washing of the feet at the Last Supper. So, this is just a classic example of Jesus leading by example. Here he's their teacher, their leader. They've seen him do amazing things. And he washes their feet. And in those times, I mean, feet were dirty because they walked around, I think, in sandals or whatever. And, you know, it was dusty and dirty. So feet were pretty grimy. And here's Jesus doing that and setting the example for his disciples. And, of course, setting the example for us today. That's what he does. Everything, when you think about it, I mean, it just fascinates me. Everything Jesus came to do was to show us how to live and to get the most out of this life and to serve the Father, his God. God created this place. And if you don't believe it, just go with it here for a few minutes today. If it's true, God created this place. He sent his Son to show us how to live life to the full in this place. Enjoy all of his creation here. Why wouldn't you do it? It's like you've got the cheat code. All you do is follow Jesus, learn about his teachings, and you can live life to the full. So that's what I've chosen to do, and it's been amazing. My life is just, it's incredible. I'm full of joy every day, no matter the circumstance, through the ups and the downs. I don't get too high with the highs or too low with the lows. It's just a peace and a confident joy and abundance. Just looking out this window, I'm looking here out of the coffee shop. The sky's blue, a few wispy clouds. The mountains are all around here in Asheville. It's so beautiful. So being able to appreciate every minute, every moment becomes just transformational for me. And I would offer up, it will become transformational for you. If you're not on this path, and if you are on this path, well, you already know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So just keep going, because it just keeps getting better and better. And that's the thing. It always changes and it always evolves for more. So if you want to walk around on cloud nine, if you want to walk around and not be impacted by life circumstances, then following Jesus is the way to go. You can experience life, experience death, experience all kinds of things. But then through those situations, you can be the light for others around you. And that's how Jesus in this, right? He served others. He's telling them, serve others. Be the light for others in darkness. This world is full of darkness. Be the light. Heal others. Maybe it's just emotional healing. Maybe it's a word of encouragement to somebody that you don't even know. These are the simple things, and these are the simple ways that you can honor Jesus and live life to the full. All right, let's go to my devotional. It's called Red Flags. Oh, today is Red Flags in Marriage. So I've been married a couple of times. And holy cow, so much. I mean, you all know most people have been married. And, you know, recent discovery for me was, you know, and this isn't going to sound like something big, but for me, it hit big when I read, you know, in a book that Jesus wasn't married and Paul wasn't married. And that's great. You're able to serve in a different way if you're not married. And when I reflected back on my life, my culture, upbringing here in the West, well, that was part of it. Part of that American dream is you get married and you have kids. That's it. So I didn't think an option. I thought I'd be, you know, you have to get married. You can't be single. That's weird. You won't be accepted if you're single. Well, that's the culture. So when I read this, it gave me such freedom. And God's got me on a single journey right now. No pursuing of any kind of romantic relationship. And I've been on that journey now for over a year. And the latest from the Holy Spirit is August 30th. But who knows? He may take me beyond that, because it's been so rewarding personally. And I've been able to do the work of the Father. I just know at a level that I wouldn't have had I been in pursuit or in a relationship. So let's see what this has to say. Marriage may be the closest thing to heaven or hell that any of us will ever know on this earth. It's from Edwin Lewis Cole. Interesting. Let's address the state of the union, of marriage, that is. If you have a healthy marriage, it's one of the greatest blessings. If you have an unhealthy marriage, it's one of the greatest burdens. God created us to have satisfying, thriving, purposeful marriages that push the kingdom of God forward. In order to do so, we need to be aware of red flags that come up in our relationships, not so that we can run away, but so we can work through them so they grow secure and strong. And see, I don't know what this is going to say, but I think that's so very true. I can just speak from personal experience. You know, both of us, and I know in my first marriage, we were totally unaware of even thinking like that. Or we didn't have standards that we could compare to. We were just kind of going, okay, we got married. Everything's going to be good now. Talk about unprepared for probably the biggest step of my life. Oh, yeah. I can see it clearly now, but at the time, you know, immersed in the world and working hard, making money, traveling, just, it was a blur. Healthy marriages have healthy habits. Habits determine the outcome of your life. See, I like that. Habits determine the outcome of your life. And I think, I mean, I've seen that play out in my own life. You can have good habits or bad habits, but they do determine your outcome. Those things that you do repeatedly, those things that you, you know, have put your faith in, really are your habits. Those things that are repetitive. So they do have a huge impact on your life. All right, let's see what's next. Healthy marriages and healthy habits. Okay. They're required behaviors and repeated patterns. No marriage is just naturally great. Hence what I said earlier, the way I went into it. A good, solid marriage takes intentional work from both husband and wife. In the best way possible, marriage sucks the selfishness out of us. Yeah. I think that's it. You can't be selfish at all to be in either partner. And just think about that. If it's out of balance in any way, it's going to be hard to navigate. It's kind of right back to the verse of the day, right? Selfishness, selflessness. Jesus' teachings, see these things linked together. Isn't that so cool? Verse of the day. This is how God speaks. You see how that happened? Same message, two separate sources here today. Okay, let's see what's next. If your marriage is amazing, has room for improvement, or is on the brink of disaster, I believe God can speak to every single one of us the next 3 days as we have eyes to see, ears to hear, and hearts to understand. Let's look at the first three red flags in marriage to be aware of. First one is you stop serving one another. Okay. Stop serving one another. Yeah, and I can see that as a red flag. I can see that. It's like a constant check to, am I here to serve you? And are they here to serve me? Are we serving each other? And not being selfish. Step two, or flag number two, one spouse wants to control everything all the time. Oh my goodness. Yes, yes, yes. Wants to control everything all the time. So interesting. When I think back on my situation, yeah, I saw that on, you know, both sides, from me and from my spouse at different points in time. For sure with my first marriage, and then second marriage, which only lasted a year. That one was, yeah, I don't think I tried to control, and she didn't either, but we were both, I think, just, I don't know, it was strange. So I don't think that would have been one of the red flags that showed up in my second marriage. First marriage, definitely, for sure. Blaming one another becomes a regular response. That's number three. Yeah. And, you know, that one, in my marriages, I never really had that play out. I had that play out in relationships, but never in marriages. So relationships, when, and I think God has really helped me with that. And, you know, some of my experiences in the corporate world as well. I remember once somebody telling me, if in any conflict situation, take 100% of the responsibility. Just take 100%, even if you don't think it is, take 100%. And what happens is the other person's, well, you know, I've got a little something to do with that. So I think that can be a red flag, though. Blaming one another becomes a regular response. Like if one person is saying, well, this isn't going well because of your behavior, because of what you did. You, and it's always coming out that way. Or I'm doing this because of you. You know, I've always, I won't say always. I think this one is a humility kind of thing. I mean, I'm way on one side where I think nobody can, if I react or do something that's not becoming, then I'm responsible for it. I don't care what somebody did that triggered me. I'm responsible because I've got the ammunition in me. So I think, and that's something that, you know, I haven't always been that way. But once I learned that, it became something that was impactful for me. So I'm like, oh, wow, that's true. I've got the ammunition. So I can't blame someone else for triggering me. I mean, that's kind of wimping out, isn't it? So I can see that as another red flag. Marriage was a part of God's plan from the beginning. Without Eve, Adam was left lacking. Marriage shapes us more into the likeness of Christ, causes us to grow in every area of life, and fulfills the desires of our hearts for intimacy and community. You know, it's so interesting. You know, my journey right now has been the desire for intimacy, going to Jesus for. In community, I'm going to community for our community, Life Transform Community. The people in the community that I spend time with. In a Christ-centered marriage, we're fully known and fully loved. That I have heard several times in the last 6 months, and I love it. Christ-centered marriage, think about that, equals fully known and fully loved. And that is, just think about that. If you're fully known, like God fully knows each of us, and God fully loves each of us, no matter past, no matter our current circumstances, no matter the flaws, He loves us fully because he knows us fully. Just imagine having a relationship like with another person that they fully know you. They know everything about you. And they fully love you just the way you are. And, you know, that's tricky because we continue to change, right? We continue to evolve all the time. So it's just a continual process. And if you're focused on God, as you grow, you're going to be growing closer to God, closer to Jesus, followed by the Holy Spirit. So that's where I think life to the full in a marriage, as this is talking about, would come to be. Fascinating, fascinating. It's just, it's to me, it's beautiful to imagine something like that. And I think that's because God put that in my heart and your heart. Think about that. If you're fully known and fully loved, what more is there than to march forward into life confidently, doing kingdom work together? Beautiful. It's a reflection of the unconditional love of God. If you see any of the red flags covered today in your marriage, it's not a sign to run, give up, or hide, but rather a call to honesty and commitment. Have a conversation with your spouse about areas and ways you want to see your marriage grow. Bring it before God together in prayer. See a counselor if that's needed to bring health and healing. You know, that's where I am disagreeing. Anyway, I don't know. It's just, you have to be so careful with counselors because they are taught of this world stuff. And yeah, there are spiritual counselors, there are Christian counselors. So if you have to go to a counselor, I would say go that route, because you can get off track so fast. People can get labeled so easily, because that's what counselors do. They label you with some kind of disorder or some kind of deal, and then you're put in a box. But see, all of that ignores God. All of that ignores Holy Spirit and what Jesus can do, and that you are made new every day. So I just think it's a slippery slope as far as counseling goes. I would recommend just going right to Jesus. The first things that this author mentioned, Jesus came to heal. Counselors can't bring health and healing. Only Jesus can. I think sometimes counselors can be an excuse for really getting to the heart of things, right? With God, any broken piece can be redeemed and restored. There you go. That's the bottom line. So I'd say start with God. And if, you know, my view is, if your faith isn't, you know, if you haven't surrendered everything, then yeah, you may need counseling. But look at it as counseling to get to the point where you can surrender to God. Use counseling for that purpose, because that's where the healing comes from, is in the surrender. Ooh, I like that. All right. Pray with me today. Heavenly Father, I commit my marriage to you. Show us areas that we need to grow in, draw us closer to one another, and make us more like Jesus. I pray you would work in our hearts and help us to have a marriage that reflects your love to the world. In Jesus' name, amen. That's good stuff right there. So, making a little note, if I ever contemplate marriage again, read this. It's good stuff. I love it. All right, let's see how we're doing on time. Oh, we're way over time. Hey, you guys, thank you so much for joining me today. This has been Robert Bolden, Coffee and Christ. Sorry, I got carried away there. Hope you have a great rest of your morning, afternoon, or evening. Check the show notes. You can see how to get a hold of us, learn more about our community, and we'll see you next time. Have a great rest of your morning, afternoon, or evening.